Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man is Downs. Jones, the pocket collapsing, and Jones has tossed the ball. Houston claims they've got it. It was ruled incomplete on the field.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Man. Will Anderson destroying Daniel Jones. Ian Eagle with the call yesterday on CBS. I'm going to tell everybody my thoughts on the AFC South. We'll get to the Chiefs and the Cowboys in a moment, but we got to tell you about our show sponsor, BetMGM. Because you've thought out the parlay, now it's time to boost it. Use today's Odds Boost token on any pro football same-game parlay and grab a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. You will get access to all of the free wagertainment we bring you on You Better You Bet, including Femi's Hour, where he broke down every game in NFL Week 13. Femi and I will break down the upcoming college football slate this weekend, coming up next hour here on the show. Before we get to the AFC South, we were talking during the break, myself, Femi, and the crew, mostly Addy. Jake hasn't said like a word the whole show. It's okay, I haven't seen Jake in a week. Hope your Thanksgiving was great. Tyler hasn't said much, whatever. So, my wife sometimes gives me a hard time when I smoke my pen. She's like, really? Like, really? Like, you're smoking the pen again? I'm just like, God, like, it's not enough that I'm like a great dad and like I make time to spend with you and like I think I'm really good at my job. It's not enough. Never enough. So the last couple times I've smoked the pen, just what day is today? Monday, Saturday. My wife has said to me, I just get a little stoned, right? Just a little. My wife will say to me, did you take an edible? Did you smoke your pen? And I'm just like, no. So I lie. Cause I don't want to hear it. I don't know about if women can commiserate this, but every man in a committed relationship or a marriage can understand. It's like, it's a white lie. Like, the lie means nothing. I just don't want to be hassled. So the other night, I usually like put my pen away, right? This time I kept it in my sweatpants that I like was wearing at night when I was like, you know, watching sports or whatever. And I went upstairs and I took my sweatpants off to get in bed and like, but my pen was in the sweatpants. And that morning, like I got up like to go like make my daughter breakfast in the morning. And I like put the same sweatpants on. Like I'm not like going out for the day. I'm going downstairs to make breakfast. And the pen slips out of my pocket and it's there on the bed. And my wife says to me, oh, what's this? Which is always my favorite. Like, we both know what's happening. Like, we both know. But like, we have to have, like, this grand display of, oh, what's this? Like, I'm a puppy about to get my nose rubbed in it. What's this? To which I said, I don't know how it got there. To which my wife said, I make the bed every day. Are you implying that I missed it, like yesterday when I was making the bed? To which I said, I have to go downstairs. We'll talk about this later. Oh, we talked about it later. late. It was that same night after the whole day transpired. And my wife comes up to me at the end after my daughter's sleeping. And I'm like, I don't know. I just want to like get high and play some video games. And she's like, how could you lie to me? You lied. She wasn't crying. It's good for dramatic effect. You lied. How could you do it? Like, honey, I wasn't cheating on you. I'm not a deadbeat. I'm not out all night. Like, I just, if you're going to hassle me about taking two hits of the pen, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? I love my wife dearly. Just wanted to just, that moment where the pen's on the bed and she holds it up, I'm just like, if we could curse on the show, I would give you a hard F-bomb right now. Just like, oh, man. And in that, you can all commiserate with this, right? Because you know in that moment, there's going to have to be a conversation about this. And I don't want to have it. Anyway, I love my wife very much. And I should have just told her the truth, just to be fair. Anyway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about the AFC South. That's what a segue. AFC South prices at our show sponsor, BetMGM. Colts, plus 140. Jaguars, plus 150. Texans, plus 300. Now, I'm going to ask a question, and then I'm going to ask another question. And the answers don't have to be related. Right now, records notwithstanding, which is the best team in the AFC South? Which team is the best? It's Houston, right? Like, the Texans are the best team right now in the division. Stroud's back. The rookies on offense are starting. Like, Jaden Higgins, I think, is a stud. The offensive line is actually, like, kind of like league average at this point, which is such a massive upgrade. This is like, I try to think, this would be like going from, think of like a crappy car. This would be like going from like a broken down bicycle to a crappy car. Is the car still crappy? Yes. Is it better than a bicycle? It is. It's gotten way better. It's a functional offensive line now. And it's the best defense in the league. Houston's the best team. I think if you, like 0-0, everyone's record 0-0. And we're starting the season today. You'd bet the Texans, right, to win the division. But it doesn't start today. They're a game back, and they're at Kansas City this weekend. And then we have the Colts and the Jaguars in Jacksonville. Like I said, going to break, I do feel like the winner of that game on Sunday between the Colts and the Jags, I feel like is likely to win the division. And I think Houston will lose on Sunday night to the Chiefs, because I can't help myself. I can't. So while acknowledging that Houston's the best team, I do not think that Houston will win the division. We'll save who's going to win the game between the Jaguars and Colts for later in the show and as we move throughout the week. You better you bet on this Monday. On Sunday night, the Texans will travel to Arrowhead to play Kansas City. And the 6-6 Kansas City Chiefs, who lost yet again in a close game on Thanksgiving to the Dallas Cowboys. And we'll get to Dallas in a moment. The Kansas City Chiefs are the girl you broke up with, and you can't stop checking the Instagram. You're on it every day. I know a guy, this is true, this is not like present day, this is like a little while ago, who was so, like, wanted to check on his ex-girlfriends to the point that, like, there are websites you can go to, like, to look at people's Instagram stories without them seeing. This is real sick stuff. Perhaps the person's me, and I'm using a friend as cover. That's actually not true. It's not, but I thought it would be a funny joke to tell. The Kansas City Chiefs are that girl that you used to date. You can't stop looking at their Instagram. But you broke up a couple years ago, and now they don't look as good anymore. Maybe they put some weight on, got a stupid haircut, but you can't stop romanticizing it. Maybe it was really good in bed, and you look past all the other stuff. But you know, today is not what it was 2 years ago. It's not what it was last year. This team ain't the same. Andy Reid, like, embarrassed himself with the game management on Thanksgiving. As conservative as it gets when you employ Patrick Mahomes. And the defense couldn't get off the field. And they committed a ton of penalties. And their left tackle got hurt. And their best offensive lineman, Trey Smith, didn't play in the game. I thought Mahomes was great in the game on Thanksgiving. And the rest of the team let him down. And this is not Mahomes propaganda. I came on the show after they lost to the Broncos and said he needs to play way better. He was bad in that game. He was not bad against the Cowboys. He was not the reason they lost. And when I think about the AFC, and I understand, I get it. I mean that, like, I really do get it. Because I put this on my Instagram, at the Costos, you can follow me there. That I still think the Chiefs are the best team in the conference. And I actually can say that with a straight face. Because when I think about all the rest of the teams, I actually still think the Chiefs are the best. And maybe the Texans will just go in there and, like, put in the final nail in that coffin on Sunday night. It's possible, right? Simmons probably isn't going to play. Trey Smith's probably not going to play. And here's the Texans' pass rush. Mahomes is going to be running for his life. I still think that they have the highest upside. Bo Nix in January. Drake May and the Patriots in January. The Bills. The Ravens. The AFC South, in this economy, I still think it's the Chiefs. They're also a dog to make the playoffs now at BetMGM. What a world. Minus 140 to miss, plus money to make. Let me tell you all something. You know what? I don't even know if I can do this routine. Like, oh, they're gonna win out. It's going to be awesome. Are they? I certainly think that they can. I certainly think that they can. Will I bet them on Sunday night against Houston? Oh, absolutely. And this market's going to move towards Houston. And I get Mahomes on a primetime game in a must-win spot? Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in on the Kansas City Chiefs. And I am not giving up on the Chiefs getting back to the Super Bowl. Despite everyone that is, and maybe you're all right, I'm sticking with Kansas City to make it. As far as the team that beat the Chiefs on Thanksgiving, are the Dallas Cowboys going to win the NFC East? We can criticize the Micah Parsons trade in perpetuity, forever. And still acknowledge that if Dak Prescott's playing like this and the defense is average, why aren't the Cowboys like the best or the second best team in the NFC right now? Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. More on Dallas next hour, and we will also get to all the drama in college football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.